días.
From the day you moving in, I had that. I tell me who said, "Boy, phantom from the day you moving in, I had that."
to me, oh, baby, I'm out. I see a sunquan to me, oh,
yes, Lobeo.
Jesus, no, I'm Brano Becker.
Yeah. message from the Lord. From the Lord.
Hallelujah. I get it.
A message
from the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
The message is, it will never fail you. It will never forsake you. Through the darkness, be with you. Are you hearing that? Listen. It will never fail you. It will never forsake you. Even through the darkness, be with you. I got the message.
What's in the pie?
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 What's in the p
4.6 FM is another wonderful teaser again. You're listening to Radio Kwabo 104.6 FM. This is your unofficial mayor of Mount Abed. I'm here in the studio with you, and I've got some wonderful guests. And all the songs that you've been listening to coming from the camp of the Ghana gospel industry. Radio Kwabo 104.6 FM. I got my wonderful studio. My guest in the studio here with me. So So those I've got here, I've got Kwesi Freddy in the studio here with me. I've got Ima in the studio here with me. And today the topic that we're going to discuss today is about the Ghana, the drones that are, the government of Ghana is going into a service agreement with Zipline International. And the focus or the purpose of it is to be able to supply emergency like blood product and emergency product or medical product to health facilities that are very are in a very hard to reach area. So the question now is, people are saying, oh, the amount in, people are saying the amount involved. So I think the most it looks like the argument is driven by the fact that it's too expensive. You know, and in the 4 years, so I mean, if you calculate the whole thing, it appears that from the Dr. Insiansari, the head of the Ghana Medical Council, whatever his title is saying that if you do the calculation, what you are going to do is you are having about every year Ghana is spending about approximately $3 million to a year to be able to ensure that these women. So, because I think. This was driven out of the fact that many women go to deliver. They go to have their children, go childbirth, and unfortunately, they are not able to come back. Some of them die, about over 100 or so of them. And I heard there was this statistic that about 105 or 108 of them were directly related to the fact that the facility are not able to get access to blood when they need them. And as sometimes also, they go, and all these things happening. So the question now is $3 million? Is it misplaced priority? Or is it too expensive, or you don't even need it at all? And I think this argument is going. And if you look at it, Imani Ghana and other think tank and other Ghanaians are actually arguing about this. But one of my friends said this. He said, $3 million can only buy a 5-bedroom house in Cantonment. So he was saying, what is the argument all about? If you have $3 million, you can only buy a house, a 4 or 5-bedroom house in Cantonment or East Legon or airport residential area. So actually, $3 million is not that expensive to save the life of hundreds of women who go for childbirth. Huh?
That woman can be your sister.
Yeah, that woman can be your sister, you know. And when it comes to healthcare, you cannot quantify, you cannot put the value on the life of an individual. Because once one woman died, what will happen is she's pregnant, she's got another child inside. She's got a husband who's going to be affected. She's got a family who are going to be affected. She also got also the husband's family who are going to be affected. So it's not one person affected in this situation. It's like a whole society, a whole community that is affected by these challenges. So I think the issue now is $3 million a year for 4 years. Too expensive. And is it... Do we even need...
$3 million a year, so for 4 years is $12 million.
$12 million.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years is $12 million. You know, like, so the question now is... And then Imani comes out with some calculations, and then some say it's not correct, and then like they're doing some all this calculation. Because see, first of all, looking at the Ghana health system, do you think it's a let's not talk about the money first, but let's talk about the fact that is this too expensive? Is it too okay? So let's not talk about the money first, but let's look at the fact that looking at this project, you think it's some say why can't we use a motorbike? Some are saying, why can't we use a truck every day go and supply, you know, to these facilities? Instead of stock them, instead of why spend so much money, that $12 million can do something, you know. What is your take on this question?
When it comes to this, I think I'm not an expert in when it comes to health. Yeah. I think we will give this one to Ima to answer this question.
No, but what is it about? You must have heard about it, you've read about it. So what?
This has to go to Imof to answer this question, because it has to come to those who work in the health, that they can give you proper proper analysis.
Okay, let's go to Imof.
I think we've done this one. It's not so much. Anyway, good evening to our listeners. And I think this might be the last program for the year, is it?
Yeah.
So maybe it'd be nice to just say...
Happy Christmas.
Official part.
Yeah, yeah.
It will be official part. So, you're not sharing, so I'm a fear quite between one fire and co Jojo. Now, feeling gonna be a pem. Now, feeling the young swing and then young swing, you'll never be repeating me. Debbie and any dance will be your baby. I did be our shiny moon. You're not fan no mean. Now, fear by no. Never uncle from and chance said, I feel see. So, happy I'm trying to wish everyone well for the rest of the year, and hopefully the year ends well in good health, and we come back in 2019 in much better position in finances and in health. But just to say that in terms of the issue about the drones, I think it's been widely spoken about. There are lots of different perspectives. And I listened to the Director General of Ghana Health Service, Dr. Nsiasari, when he tried to explain to people the reason for getting the drones. I think what we need to clarify is that the drones is not a solution to every health problem in Ghana. I think we need to make that clear, that when you set up a social policy, your framework cannot necessarily address every problem in that particular policy. So there are different issues in the health sector in Ghana. One of them relates to accessibility. And part of accessibility is having access to critical medicines, issues around emergencies, and being able to save lives when it matters most. Now, for most people who live in Accra, Kumasi, Takoradi, or some of our bigger cities or towns, may sometimes not appreciate these things when you talk about them. But it gets real to you when you move down into our smaller towns and villages, and then you begin to appreciate what our health professionals go through to save lives. Now, having said that, I'm trying to build a context before I come to talk about the drone. I'm not going to talk about costs because we cannot quantify human lives. But again, having said that, it's also relevant when people ask questions about what are the costs involved. I'm not going to sit here and pretend because I've not seen the full document. I've not read the whole document. What I've heard is what people have talked about and what I've seen. And so I'm not going to go into details in terms of whether the cost is justified or not. But what I do know, based on my experience and practice in Ghana, is that there are lots of our people who die due to issues, conditions that are very, very much preventable or avoidable. And so if you're looking at people who are dying unnecessarily, there are lots of them that we could have prevented with simple, known interventions that work and that are proven to work. Now, what they've tried to do is to highlight a few of these interventions that are important. For example, we talked about maternal health or maternal mortality. We know that the leading cause of maternal deaths in Ghana is hemorrhage, which is that when a woman goes to deliver and after delivery she bleeds excessively, and so she goes into shock, whatever they call it, and she dies. Now, one of the key things you can do for that woman at the time is blood transfusion. And I've heard people say that, why don't you get a motorbike or a car to go and get the blood and bring it back? Now, this is the issue. Let me give you a good example. So if you're a woman who goes to, for example, TEPA, government hospital, to deliver, in that hospital, you have finished delivery. So let's say most of our women don't even come straight to the hospitals. So you might have stayed at home for a longer time, because we are told that when you rush to a hospital, so you should take your time and make sure that you are really due to deliver before you walk there. Now, this person comes in, there's been complications. And again, let me clarify that in delivery, you can never always say there's going to be a normal delivery. Chances are that the person can start, but as the delivery progresses, it can become complicated. So you might have started okay, then down the line the person bleeds excessively, so we need blood. Now here you are, the next available point to get blood, okay, is you have to travel all the way to Konfalochi Teaching Hospital. Now you are coming with an ambulance, the siren is on, whoa, you are driving at top speed to get the blood to come back and give to this woman to save her life. That's what people are saying we should do. The other option is the woman who came to deliver has a husband who has a car. So the husband gets into the car and starts driving to get you the blood from Konfalochi Teaching Hospital for the woman. So the person drives, gets there, gets to the security, tells security man I have to pick blood, goes to the hospital, signs off forms, waits, get the cross matching done, takes the blood, drives back to wherever he's going. So let's imagine the time wasted. Now what this is proposing is that the government is going to build more like a depot, sort of. So there's a depot, like a building where people sit there. Their work is to receive phone calls and text messages that tells them there's an emergency in this hospital. We need this drug or that drug. Once that message is received, the drone is sent with the product that is needed. And so you're looking at maximum of 30 minutes. So 15 to 30 minutes, this product is delivered to that hospital, which is picked up and given to save the life of that person. What people are saying is that this is too expensive. We don't need it. And so we should just let it go. And yes, for me, this is my point. I think the ministry is not saying they are solving every health issue in Ghana with the drones. They are not. And the drones alone cannot solve all the problems you have in the health system. But it will contribute to making emergency services and service delivery faster and quicker. And people say, in our health services, do you have enough staff? Do you have enough equipment? Again, my point is, I know for a fact that Ghana has trained lots of our healthcare assistants, so we call them the HAC. We've trained lots of community health workers, and we've trained lots of nurses as well. It doesn't mean we have enough nurses, but at least in most of our clinics and CHIPS centers, we have nurses or healthcare assistants who are trained and equipped to provide these services to save lives. The alternative is let's improve our referral system, which is good. Would that bring extra costs? Of course, yes. Because the cost of operating your ambulances, and people are suggesting we should get a helicopter ambulance, which is good. Can we operate it? Do we have the money to sustain it? Is the drone not a cheaper option? So I don't know really what people are looking for. And why there's this tendency that we tend to run down every policy that is being promoted. So the government wants to do this. We say, this is not good. Let's not do it. So let's put it aside. Which is good. But what are the alternatives? What are the alternatives? So are we saying that where we are now is okay? Let's operate as business as usual. And let's wait until the time that we have all the monies to buy the helicopters, to buy the ambulances, before we do this stuff. And again, Kojo, you said $12 million for 4 years. $3 million. The Director General says that they are going to have 4 substations.
Yeah.
The cost per substation, if you look at it from that perspective, you are spending less than $1,700 in a month.
And because the $3 million covers the 4 centers.
So the argument really is, what are we talking about really? Are we just trying to kind of rubbish any policy that comes up? Or we really are very concerned about the money that is being spent? Because again, I mean, if our concern is to improve the health of our people, then of course, the quite puzzle, if you are playing a puzzle, there are different parts of a puzzle. Okay? The pieces come together to form that beautiful thing that you see. And one piece is the drone. The drone, and again I repeat, the drone is not going to solve all the problems for us in Ghana. But at least, the drone will make access to critical emergency services possible. And so I would rather we support it. I think that people should come and support it and help make it work. Yeah, that's what I think. I know you're laughing.
Well, it's interesting.
After hearing what is your explanation?
And the problem they're talking is it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Have they found other... They not complain about the drone. They like it.
Mm-hmm.
But their problem is it's expensive. And they also are complaining, do they have any option which is cheaper?
Okay, so the minority is saying, let's buy a motorbike. So the question is, what about if it's raining?
No. The minority, forget about the motorbike. I have lived in a village before, and I know what it is. And whereby when you are sick, even just headache, And sometimes you have to just walk to the nearest clinic. You see how much, what pain that you go through. But as your mama, President Jomama said, Ghanaians, we easily forget. You see what I mean? So all the people who are complaining that it's not good, they have been that pain before, maybe their wives, themselves, maybe their parents. But they seem to forget that, no, we have a problem. Therefore, let us solve it. You're talking about $3 million a year. Divided by, we've got how many regions? 10 regions.
Mm-hmm.
Divided by them, by 10. How much is it at all?
Mm-hmm.
It's not money. You see what I mean? It's not money. How much money do we spend for MPs to buy Land Cruisers in a year? How much money? But this lot of money that will go to a poor person like me, we're trying to block it.
Mm-hmm.
You divide it. How much? You talk about one Land Cruiser. How much does it cost? It costs more than maybe $70,000 to $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
We buy them. That one is cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how much diesel do we spend? You see? That one is cheaper.
Mm.
By buying a drone to support a poor village farmer. I went to one clinic in somewhere in the Lakeside a long time ago.
Mm.
Just a snake bite. The person lost his life.
You. Mm. Thank you. It's one of the things that, one of the emergency drugs they're talking about. Yes.
Lost his life.
Yes. But the point with the snake, the antivenom, is that you can't stock it.
You see?
Yes, yeah.
So for most of them, they don't stock because it will expire.
Mm. Yeah.
And so they normally will need it when there's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And now they are telling us. But again, interesting thing. See, Rafferty,
let me finish here. But argument is, these two political parties, that's why I say we got two.
Don't put us together.
Okay.
They always accuse each other.
Don't put us together.
Okay, let's take some time and answer some few questions.
It was not Sami Jamfi who raised this
issue. Let's answer some few questions. Okay, see, Ima. Chapman Dodd, he always watch out from the US. He's always there. Thanks for Chapman for joining us. His question is, can we sustain this? How long?
Thank you, Chapman. Yeah. See, one of the things that the Director General has done, which I found very incredibly good, was that he said that when he spoke to Dr. Baumia mentioned that, can we find a way to finance this? So the idea came that they were going to look for the money from the corporate organizations. So corporate social responsibilities. So what they have done is he has started talking to this organization and he confirmed that he's spoken to GMPC.
And they've agreed to pay $5 million.
Thank you. Yeah. And he's also going to speak. He said he spoke to one of the oil companies in Takrari.
Yeah.
And what they said was that if he would move one of those substations to their area, they are happy to fund it.
Yes.
And he said, why not? I mean, if you can bring this here and you can put your name on it and finance for us, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And so they are looking for... People are being ingenious. They are trying to create new ways of funding these things that will be helpful to the people. And so I think his question is valid. Mm-hmm. Is it sustainable? Because what we know, for example, the ambulances, there was a time we had about 275 of them. They all broke down. We have about 50 of them working now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's difference between having it and sustaining it. And so that's why there's a model, which is speak to the telecoms organizations, speak to these people, get them to support it and fund it. So at least we are getting money from somewhere to sustain it. Of course, Ernest Chapman, you are right. I can't sit here and say that because of that money, all is handed. We don't know. There will be challenges. But at least there's a step. And that step is, can we begin to liaise with industry to support our people in providing quality healthcare?
Mm.
So I think the expensive part of it, and he said it, it's not expensive to us because the government is not paying any money for this. The money is being paid by corporate organizations. And even if it was being paid by the government, really.
What's wrong with it?
Really. Because already these services are being paid for anyway. If you took your wife, if you took someone who had a snake bite to a clinic, and you have to get antivenom, and you were there as a bugger, you have to drive your car to get him the antivenom. By the time you come back, he's dead anyway. But you have spent that money.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the things we can begin to talk about these things, which is around, can people can pay? So if you come and get those services, rather than driving your car up and down getting that product, can you be a made to pay?
Or charging it to the National Health Insurance?
Whatever, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's why I think that for most of us as Ghanaians, we need to allow some of these changes to occur. The first step is get it running. Then we have a conversation. How do we want to continue to fund it? Is it working for us? Do we think this is something worth having?
If it has helped us, the next question is, okay, how do we sustain this over time? Or it has not worked, let's not spend money on it. All well and good. We are not buying the drones. We are only buying the services. And so we are not losing out in any way.
You see, it's time for us to go, come down to us as poor people and really take good care of us. We are really suffering down there.
It's true.
You see what I mean? People are really suffering down there. And we need to start thinking, hey, I mean, as I said, how much do we find to buy all these Land Cruisers and Land Rovers and all that fancy things? We are renting, going on necessary holidays. You see what I mean? That one is okay. But poor person, poor fisherman, poor farmer, we're trying to forget them and say they are not important. You see? And it can even happen to you as a member of parliament. You see what I mean?
It happened to what's his name? The guy had asthma attack in
you see, so when they're in their comfortable seat, when they are talking, they need to be extra careful. The young ones are listening.
Yeah, but also, so you must ask a question. So what do you say? I think there are some arguments also that others are making, because now it goes to parliament. The Ghana government is guaranteeing this. That okay, we say we are hoping that the corporate organizations are going to come in and fund it. So if they don't fund it, the government says, I'm going to pay for it. So at the end of the day, even though we're saying GNDC is paying $5 million, this person is going to pay it, but it's a promise which we cannot hold on to. So it's like, okay, me na me say makamanyanwe. That kind of thing. So and we are committing the country to it. So the argument is that do we have, so that's the whole question. So let's say GNPC and the rest are going to pay, but if they don't pay, do we have the money to pay them?
We have to find a way to pay them. It's very, very important. That's me. I mean, look at it. Recently there was a rainfall and this woman was pregnant, trying from one village to another village to just to deliver, and when they get to a river, the river was flooded, and they have to carry this woman to cross the river. What a pain is this. And you see this one on YouTube.
And I saw one. There's a photo I saw on Facebook about this woman sitting in the at the back of Abosokai Matu. There's this little truck, and she's got a drip.
Yeah,
with fluid going, but she need blood. So they're traveling through different from the village to, and people are complaining. So some are saying, but not all centers can administer blood. But the question now is, the facility where she came from were able to put IV line in. They're able to start the fluid, but they don't have the blood. So if they can put a line in and start the fluid, they should be able to start the blood transfusion.
But the other point is, of course, in some, you are not allowed to transfuse blood. There are laws governing that. But you see, he made a very good point. And you see, these are not new. When if you go to Ashanti region, for example, in where Hubert comes from, what's the name? Oh, this guy was insulting.
Amansie,
thank you. You know, when you go there, there was this, what we piloted something called a telemedicine. Now, this was part of the United Nations program. So there was a program that came. What they did, and there was, what they did was that they created like a building, like what they are trying to do, the hub, where you had qualified professionals, so a doctor or a nurse who sit there. Now, what they do is, if you have a case, you call them on phone. You describe the case to them, and then they will help you in prescribing and giving that person medication. The idea was, you know, the terrain is so wide, the road network is not as good, and so you cannot have doctors everywhere. But at least if you have one doctor, and that person can use his knowledge to support people on phone, or even on video. Why don't you do it? It's happening here in New Zealand here.
Yeah.
Because this guy is doing it. What's his name again? The I've forgotten this guy's name. Oh. He's one medical doctor who is piloting here. Now what he does is, he has people he has trained who goes to schools with these days the mobile phone.
Yeah.
They look at the student. If they think there's a condition, they take a photograph and send him. He prescribes and sends them and tells them where to go and pick up their medicines.
Yeah.
And so the world is moving on.
Even New Zealand, I think one of the issues that's come up is like excessive use of the medical system. So there are people who you can prevent going to the hospitals, which are coming in because they are not picking them up early in the community. So what they now, the project they are doing now is, nurses in the community that can go and visit these people, and then over the phone, when they have, there's a concern, you ring the doctor, you give your assessment, or this is the blood pressure, this blah blah blah. What should I do?
Yeah.
So the doctor on the other side of the phone can tell you, oh, no need to come in.
Yeah.
Just take a go to this. So the doctor will write a prescription, fax it to a pharmacy. Mm. So you go to this pharmacy and pick this medication and then administer it.
Yeah. This is something that we did in. That's what I said in Amansie.
Yeah.
I think some years ago, telemedicine, that was the name, that's how we call it, telemedicine. And it's happening now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think in terms of, the clinic may not be allowed to transfuse blood, but the doctor, who is responsible for that patient on phone, can give the go-ahead for the person there to transfuse the blood for the patient.
Yes.
You see, what we are trying to say, and I think sometimes we jump the gun, and my fear is sometimes people trying to show they know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sabotage some of these things. Mm-hmm. But really, and you can understand them because the noise is being made in people talk about these things in the cities.
Talk about 3 million a year.
Absolutely.
3 million a year.
If we really want it, we can fund it.
We got an announcement anyway, could you?
Okay, Okay, so I'll come back. So just a quick announcement. So the Ghana Association of New Zealand would like to invite the general public, all Ghanaians and the general public, to our New Year party, which is on the 1st of January 2019. So the venue is going to be 956 Great North Road, Western Spring. The time is 6:30 p.m. So this is a good opportunity for the Ghanaian community to come together. Let's celebrate who we are as a people and celebrate entering, getting into the year 2019, because not everybody made it. So I think this is a good call to all the Ghana community in New Zealand. So if you are in Hamilton, there's nothing happening in Hamilton. You drive across. You Taranga, drive across. You are in Nelson, Christchurch, Wellington. All of you guys, just move across Auckland. Let's do it. Let's make it big. 1st of January 2019. New Year party sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Okay, so let's come back. So, Ima, people are saying, do we have other alternative? Because you work in the health industry in Ghana before, and then is it an alternative to
proposed? I think people are. I've read one. That was a nice article anyway, written by, I think they call them the African Health Policy Forum. Mm. I think African Health Policy. They talked about, for example, the helicopters. Mm. So they're looking at helicopters for as ambulances, which is quite good.
Yeah.
But again, the cost involved, and they argue that the cost in terms of buying it, but they did not look at the cost of maintaining and running it.
Yeah, but also don't forget also, like, I mean, here all the major hospitals have got helipad, so every landing facility will need a helipad.
Yeah.
So it's not just like buy the helicopter and let somebody fly it. You need to make sure that the facility that's going to the way they're going to go have got helipads.
Yeah. And so I think that we will need it someday. We will need the helicopters, which is good.
Yeah, which is important.
But I think at this time that if you can have the drones, it's still relevant.
Mm.
And as you're talking about Amansie, I was at Amansie year 2000.
Yeah, Mansong Kwanta, to be specific. Yeah.
That area.
Mm.
And I really got sick, dizzy in the night time.
Mm.
You see what I mean? But there was no facilities. Lucky I survived. Mm. I had a severe headache.
Lucky you.
You see, then. Late in the night.
Mm.
So when it comes to health, it's not something that people can just play with it.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, whatever they say, I mean, this, how will we even say this is the cheapest way? Because I've watched the drone, the guy who came to Ghana from, what do you call it?
Rwanda.
Rwanda.
Yeah.
I watched him in Rwanda before. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Fast, quick, half an hour, you got it delivered.
Mm.
You come back, take another one. Easy.
And it's also the issue now is taking between 15 to 30 minutes to deliver the drones across and to deliver the medications across. But the question now is, I was talking to a friend and my issue was, say there's a woman in maybe say a Franklin's hospital somewhere, it's a small little hospital, and then you need some blood for whatever happened. You ring, say Abitifi, or you be in Prato Hospital or wherever what hospital you ring for them to supply you with blood. By the time the ambulance leave, on assumption that the ambulance is also sitting there waiting to come, because sometimes don't forget you cannot supply all the ambulance, all the hospitals ambulance. It could be somewhere else doing something else.
Of course.
So you can't just say okay. So we are the argument is being hypothetical. Let's make sure the ambulance will deliver them, but the assumption that the ambulance is always going to be there when you need it.
But this is the other point, because the ambulance is not supposed to deliver medicines.
Yeah.
Ambulance is supposed to go and lift patients for referral. And you see what the people are, and as I started by saying that the drones, that is not going to solve all the problems in our health system. It's just one piece of the puzzle.
Which is very important.
It's important. But let's not try to say that we need ambulances. We need helicopters if we can get it. Even better. But the drones is still relevant. Because, of course, if you are going to move an ambulance to just transport a patient, and that patient requires just a medication that can keep that person in that particular hospital or clinic, why take the person to the next level?
You can just
send that person that medication and help that person be cured. So I think that the argument around people talking about motorbikes, talking about ambulances, it for me, it's a non-starter. And again, people talking about, is it a priority? Should we be focusing on this rather than other things? And the point really is, I don't think that because we are talking about the drones, the Ghana Health Service has stopped talking about any other health intervention.
Yeah.
Because all other interventions, all other programs are running. So this is just one bit that is going to be innovative, that is trying to solve a perennial problem that we have. Around, so you see, people live in places where they can be flooding. You can't even deliver these medications to them.
Yeah, and, there have been times. Don't forget June, July, August, September. Ghana is a rainy season.
Absolutely.
So your ambulance and your
motorbike,
is not going to work.
It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that it's just we are being sometimes, and you want to be careful as well. We need to sometimes look beyond just the way we see it.
As I said, the way we are moving forward, people think that some people should be left behind.
Yeah,
that's what I see. These people must have to be left behind. That's all what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the whole drama. But if we begin to realize that we all have to move forward as a people, then there's nothing we cannot do.
Yeah,
you see. Here they got so many ways of doing things. It's not just one. Like for example, people are using drones to deliver something.
Even pizza.
You see, they're using them to deliver them. They're using drones for. They are the same time they use car. At the same time they use motorbike. You see what I mean? So it all you can be like people does it in Ghana as well. Like online, you can go to the shop and buy your own thing if you want. You can just tell them to bring it to your house.
Absolutely.
There are so many options, and all those options are important. We can use motorbike, we can use a helicopter, and at the same time we can use a drone.
It gives you many options. But that's why it gets even confusing sometimes.
So whatever options is there, we have to use it.
Let's look at this. Some are saying cost saving. If you critically analyze, I work in a hospital. We also always look at ways of saving money. Sometimes centralization is very good at saving money because most of these medications have got expiry dates. Sometimes, like say it's up in the hospitals, we got different wards. What you discover is sometimes they stock all the wards with all these medications, which some of them don't need.
Yeah.
It stays there until expiry date, you throw them away. So what they discover is that in order to save money, let's centralize all of it. If you need it, you order it, and then an orderly will just come pick it up and bring it. So the hospital is only ordering what you need. You are not stocking facility where they don't even need them. And sometimes you have got situation whereby Accra has Kolebu has got enough blood, Confanachi don't have enough blood, Ifeakota got no blood, and Gokko has got blood. So do you have to instead of traveling across, but then when you have everything at one place and say the facility is only ordering how much you need. So if you are going to say you got 1,000 blasts to go, you order some more. So you don't order them if you don't even need them. So you are, at the end of the day, you save more money trying to avoid expiry product. And don't forget that I think I saw one argument of I think it was Franklin Kujo Imani was saying, why can't we stock these facilities with adjacent facility with blood refrigerated product? But you don't forget as well that the blood product only lasts for 35 days. So say if you supply blood to Nkoko, say 20 unit pints of blood, after 35 days you have to discard it. So if they don't use it, you have to discard it.